This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to Issues of the Environment. It's our weekly look at the environmental topics that affect us here in Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan, often with implications that extend well beyond those borders. Today is such an occasion. We're going to talk short and long-term energy goals for our homes, businesses, and communities. Our guest today is known for his commitment and work on net zero energy home installations, and he's the founder and principal at Thrive Collaborative, which recently won approval from Ann Arbor City Council to construct Viridian at County Farm, a mixed-price, sustainable home development project. Matt Grokoff, good to see you again, and welcome back to WEMU.
As always, it's great to see you, David. Thanks for having me again.
Well, we've all heard the news of late. We could be within a decade or two of surpassing the tipping point in terms of climate, if we haven't already. That is, unless maybe immediate and substantive action is taken to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce our overall carbon footprint. Scientific experts are warning failure to do so could be cataclysmic. With that in mind, you've begun to embrace and advocate for something I'm just starting to hear about. It's called beneficial electrification. What exactly is that?
Beneficial electrification, it's basically this idea that just by electrifying everything, we get efficiency gains, we get cleaner fuel sources, and we have the ability of really meeting the demand that we can't have for increases of energy in the future, and most importantly, really kind of keeping up with the technical changes that we're going to be seeing. So in other words, using the best technology that we have to deliver energy in the most beneficial way that we can. Basically, we have to decarbonize, and decarbonizing means stop burning stuff. That's fundamentally it.
Now, are we talking about all electricity generated from renewable sources?
What's interesting is electrification alone, according to Stanford professor Mark Jacobson, says that 42% energy demand reduction overall just by electrification alone. That's before you include renewables. But the reality is we know we have to get to an all-renewable future. We have to decarbonize. And anything but that is just incompatible with where we need to go.
Have you run this by the folks at Exxon?
Well, you know, some of the utility companies across the country are really looking towards electrification. McKinsey this week released a report saying to utility companies that the continued implementation of gas infrastructure is going to be an abandoned asset as soon as 2026 in some states, but on average it's going to be by 2030.
And by abandoned asset, you mean it will no longer be used, it will no longer be valuable, and it will be just sitting dead.
Exactly. It's basically like, you know, where's your 1975 Ford Pinto?
That is contrary to what we're seeing in terms of policy and behavior at this point. Right now, the major shift has been to natural gas. It's cheap, it's abundant, it's decidedly better than coal for the environment. DTE's investing $1 billion for a new natural gas power plant, which, if you are correct, would become a dead asset relatively quickly. What in the marketplace makes believers in beneficial electrification think there can be such a dramatic turn in policy and investment?
Well, there has to be. You know, Rocky Mountain Institute says, you know, basically the continued expansion of natural gas distribution system is incompatible with this imperative to decarbonize. So number one, we have to do it. Number two, we see the numbers. It's more efficient. We can do it. And number three, you know, McKinsey and other firms and other utility companies are seeing this shift towards electrification. In the short term, we can use gas as a bridge fuel. But permanently, that bridge fuel is a bridge to nowhere if we don't make that as part of a plan to make a rapid and, as you said, a radical shift away from this stuff.
Because the last time I heard bridge to nowhere was an entirely different reference.
That's right. That's right. But if we keep referring to it as a bridge fuel, and if we stay on the bridge and don't cross it, we're in big trouble.
Well, everything that turns out something big, and when we have these kind of dramatic changes, it usually starts out small. So let's bring it down to the most basic of levels. We begin at home. What should we be doing?
That's part of the real challenge for us, is really electrify everything. And for new home builders, Rocky Mountain Institute released a report saying that it's actually cheaper for them to have homes that are all electric. So Viridian at County Farm, for example, we and Avalon Housing have committed to making 100% all electric infrastructure. So there'll be no combustion fuels, nothing with a flame inside the house that's running your house.
So a lot of people like those gas stoves.
So and for good reason, for, you know, for forever fire good, right? We love that. But the reality is that induction cooktops are far better for chefs. You get a much greater range of lows and highs, meaning that you can shift it down to really, really low temperature, and you can cook, you can melt chocolate on the stove. And at the higher end, a residential induction cooktop will boil water faster and give out twice as much energy as a commercial gas stove will. And then you look at the safety impact of that and what you would choose for your family. If we were going in the reverse, you would never choose gas. It's the number one cause of house fires and fire injury in the home by far. According to the Insurance Institute, it kills more people every year. Carbon monoxide kills more people every year in the United States than mass shootings and terrorism combined. You know, so if this was a terrorist thing, we would demand a solution for this right away.
And yet we have an increasing spider web of gas and oil pipelines that are being built beneath our feet right now. Rover and Nexus right here in Washtenaw County, they're talking about a brand new pipeline to construct under the Straits of Mackinac.
Exactly. You know, and I get asked to speak at pipeline protests all the time, and I ask everyone to raise their hand if they know where the pipeline ends. And people give various answers. It's in Ohio. It's in Canada. It's here. It's there. And then I ask everyone, raise your hand if you have a gas stove or a gas furnace or a gas water heater in your house. And virtually every hand in the room at these protests, the hands go up in the air. And so that's where the pipelines end. So we really have to figure out, as our appliances get old, as we need to replace them to electrify. And for policymakers, we need to make it easier on consumers. And there are all these things that are all better. I had a good friend this week who was about to, they just bought an old home. They need to replace the air condition and the furnace. And if you have to replace your air condition and the furnace at the same time, geothermal might be cheaper for you. And he was really resistant. Turns out
geothermal might be cheaper for you long term or upfront.
Both. In this case, for my friends, it ended up being cheaper. So he ended up getting he was ready to install, but he ended up getting a quote for geothermal with the tax credit and some other things. It ends up being less expensive for him even to install than it was for putting in a new gas heater and a new air conditioner.
So are the residences that are going to be built at Veridian at County Farm, will they be above market price or below market price based on the fact that it's going to be electrified?
So they'll be all market rate homes, and that's part of the thing that we're going to prove. Once it's there, it becomes obvious for everybody you don't do it any other way. So the houses will be priced in the normal range of anything else. We feel very confident that we can put solar panels and battery packs inside these homes and be ready to go. And there's a lot of data out there that homes can actually sell quicker and for a slight premium, and people are willing to pay that. When they can eliminate their energy bills and have a much safer home. You don't have to worry about carbon monoxide sensors. You don't have to worry about fire risk. So it's, you know, when you talk about more efficient, cleaner, healthier, superior products for the same price range as anything else, because there's going to be a cost saving for us too. We don't have to do gas infrastructure. So for the developers, it's actually less expensive to install these things than it is that. In Europe 10 years ago, they had about as many induction cooktops as we have here in the U.S. Now, more than half of all installed stovetops in Europe are induction cooktops. And again, far superior for a chef, for someone who loves to cook, than is a gas stove, because you've got this greater variability in temperature from the low end to the high end.
Well, personally, I'm just a heater of food, but that might serve me well as well. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Matt Grokoff of Ann Arbor. He's the founder and principal of the Thrive Collaborative, and we're discussing an energy concept called beneficial electrification. So we do these things. We electrify our homes, and we start there, and then we start to expand out into our neighborhoods. And like Veridian at County Farm, it's going to be connected. How do we make that smaller adjustment in our residences and small neighborhoods to the business and commercial sector, and then ultimately to the community, regional, and state level?
That's a great question, and I'll be frank, I don't have the answer for you. That there's going to need to be a lot of policy changes. First of all, the city and the county can make a commitment today, if they wanted to just say that all of their buildings are going to be electrified. And it's pretty simple. You can look at your current assets and look at the most recent install of a gas furnace that they have in a building or a boiler, whatever it is. And they can say what's the life cycle of that. And by a certain date, pick it and say that's the date we're going to disconnect this and put in the and keep up with the technology. And that's really what beneficial electrification is about, is keeping up with what's already available. We know that we have all of the tools needed to get there. Today, off-the-shelf technology, you can buy this stuff in Home Depot. You can buy a heat pump water heater. You can buy a heat pump dryer. You can buy heat pump furnaces and air conditioning units that are combined together. So all of this is there. All of this is superior products. They last longer than gas. They're lower maintenance than gas. They're cleaner. They're safer. They cost less money over the life cycle of the product. So if we know it's there, we know it's better, then we really need to start making plans for it. And it starts really with policy to make it easier for folks.
Are there other countries around the world that have taken on this perspective and moved in that direction more quickly than we are?
Oh, absolutely. Germany is a great example of that. And obviously the ones who move the quickest have the greatest growing pains. The reality is, though, is we're going to have those growing pains too, but it's going to take us longer and it's going to be more painful. Whereas Germany has gotten those growing pains out of the way. And overall, you'll hear people oppose electrification and everything else say that Germany has got higher utility rates and some of the highest in Europe and so on and so forth. And the reality is their energy bills are lower than bills in the United States, and they have the same level of comfort that we have in their homes.
What will you be doing next in your advocacy for beneficial electrification to move it forward?
Viridian at County Farm, really just showing everyone what's possible. People don't want an induction stove or a geothermal heater or an electric car. What they want is a great driving experience. They want a great cooking experience. They want a comfortable home. And when they see these things, and when they see that these things are superior in performance and in comfort, The market shifts very, very rapidly, and you're already starting to see that. In the past few months, the Tesla has become the number one selling electric vehicle, the number four sedan on the market right now. And in the next several months, it's possible that the most popular car in America will be the Tesla Model 3, an all-electric car. And people are buying that car not to save the world, but because it's a better driving experience.
Do you think that the utilities and the energy industry is rooting for Viridian and County Farm to succeed or to fail?
No, I do. I think that they are rooting for things like this. Electrification is a good thing for utility companies. In Atlanta, the utility company, Southern Company, Georgia Power, has partnered with Pulte Homes to do an energy microgrid. Which means that it's a neighborhood that's harvesting and storing its own energy, and the utility company can tap into that energy at any time they want and help what's called levelizing the energy. So when the sun's not shining, they can still be delivering energy to the grid. They can be taking extra energy from the grid and putting it in batteries and so on. And so Arizona and other places, developers are working with the utility companies for this transformation. And with the electrification of the vehicle, utility companies across the country are moving aggressively into that space and figuring out how to do that, how to provide energy for it.
Well, Matt, there's going to be so much to talk about in the months and years to come, and I will look forward to having those conversations with you. Thank you for the time today.
It's really exciting time. As urgent as these things are, once people see how it changes your life for the better, it's going to happen pretty quickly, and it's pretty exciting.
That is Matt Grokoff of Ann Arbor, the founder and principal at the Thrive Collaborative, educating us on the concept of beneficial electrification. You can check out our website at WEMU.org for more information and links to all the resources regarding today's Issues of the Environment topic. I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.